Hallelujah. Good morning, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. And thank you, Father, for sending Jesus. Thank you, Jesus, for doing everything that was required that we can come home as your children, come home as pure brides because of the perfect work. And we thank you now as your children, as your brides, that you put your spirit in us to keep us in tune with your thoughts, keep us in tune with the God quality of life. Thank you, Lord, that this is the God quality of life, that we know the Father and we know the Son. Thank you, Holy Spirit, that you take that which is ours in Jesus and reveal it to us on a daily basis, keeping us in tune, developing on schedule. In Jesus' name, amen.
Be reading Matthew 25, verse 1 to 6. Then the kingdom of heaven will be like 10 virgins who took their lamps and went to meet the bridegroom. Five of them were foolish and five were wise. For when the foolish took their lamps, they took no oil with them, but the wise took flasks of oil with their lamps. As the bridegroom was delayed, they all became drowsy and slept. But at midnight there was a cry, "Yes, the bridegroom, come out to meet him."
Hallelujah. You know, just taking this now and interpreting it with scripture. So scripture can't be wrong. So I'm not making up my own ideas here. Now, what happened to all of us, the Bible says that Jesus came and called us. He says, "I called you and I called you to bear much fruit." So that's the first point. We have been restored in the Father, in the Spirit, in the kingdom by Jesus. To know Jesus, as it says here in the parable, to meet Jesus, to experience Jesus. You've got the wonderful picture in Song of Solomon where Jesus is speaking and he says, "Who is this rising up out of the desert, out of her desert?" And then he speaks it and he says, "It was you that was fellowshipping with me." And therefore, because you're in fellowship with the Father and Son through the Holy Spirit, that's where you can now arise into all the goodness of God. And then 2 Timothy 2 verse 20 says, "In a great house, there is vessels for honor and vessels for not honorable work." But he goes on in verse 1, he says, that's why we've got to cleanse ourselves. So we come in as virgins. I love the 2 Corinthians 11:2. Paul says, "I present you to Christ as a pure virgin." In Romans 7 verse 4. You are married to another, married to Jesus, to bear fruits to God. And then verse 6, to walk in the Spirit. So without the Holy Spirit, we can't be in tune. And there's no coming, no parousia, no revealing of Jesus. But when we got the Holy Spirit leads, takes that which is of Jesus, like Jesus said in John 14, and he reveals it to you. Why? So that you can take hold of the words of God. And if you love my word and you hold fast to it, then the Father and the Son comes and make their home with you. So this is so important, guys. Taking this scripturally, according to the word, that's what we are called out of this world to know the Lord, be led by the Spirit, and partake in the great house, the kingdom of God. So here I'll give you another scripture. It's in Hebrews 10. And here we can see that the coming of Jesus, the parousia, the revealing of Jesus, is spoken about as when Jesus comes through, when the goodness of God comes through. And it says, in my own words, it says, we must endure. We must endure in this kingdom because Jesus is coming. He wants to come. He wants to reveal himself. And surely he will come. But then he says, it is necessary for us to persevere. And why do we persevere? Because we are now not of those that turn back. We are people of a different spirit. And we don't turn back and we stay with the Lord because he manifests, he reveals himself. And therefore he says, because we don't want to perish. We don't want to be in the darkness. We have come out of the darkness to know our God, walk with our God, and be a beautiful fragrance. So I love the ending. He says, so we are not of those that draw back and perish, but those who believe and are saved. So scripturally, guys, take hold of this great reality and draw near to your God. Peter speaks also about making our calling and election sure. And he says, when you make your calling and election sure, you add to your faith goodness, goodness, knowledge, knowledge, self-control, perseverance, brotherly, kindness, agape, love. And so we see, guys, to keep our lamps burning, we need to have that extra oil of faith and patience and perseverance. We called out of the world. We served ourselves. We served others at one time. Now we are there to serve God. And by being born again through the blood of the Lamb, through the perfect work of Jesus, the Holy Spirit and the Father, we in the kingdom now to serve Him, to listen to Him, to take hold of His leadings and overcome. Serve Him as a baby, serve Him as a young man, and then serve Him by the leading of the Spirit into the bigness and the goodness of the plan that He's got for your lives. So be blessed to know you're a part of the family. You in the kingdom to now know your God, be led by your God, and grow in character, that your soul now may be filled with the things of God, not just your spirit man, but you take hold of the spiritual realities in your heart, first where the Spirit leads, and then in your head and in your emotions. And so we are working out our own salvation with fear and trembling, because the mighty God has called us, and He's called us to be a part of the family and develop on schedule. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.